Amid the shift to what's called the new normal, China's GDP growth slowed to 7.3% for last year, the lowest in over two decades. And this figure is predicted to decline further this year, to even below 7%. But Yoshihisa Tabata with the Japan External Trade Organization says the downturn is not enough to deter Japanese investors from making inroads into China.
減速しているというのは事実ですが、それを非常に何ていうか、
It is true that China's economic growth has been slowing, but few Japanese companies believe that the slowdown has had a significantly detrimental impact on the market. Many instead consider it as a part of the new normal and are inclined to seize the opportunity to expand their businesses in the nation.
While China is pursuing a slower but more stable growth,European enterprises are also showing strong interest in expanding their footprints in the world's second largest economy. Winfried Bostelmann with the German Association for Small and Medium-Sized Businesses says there are still big opportunities in the country, especially for SMEs.
German companies are very well aware that China is growing more and more, so the Chinese market is very important for our companies, especially as most German companies are small and medium-sized enterprises, so they're highly specialized and they see a big opportunity in China, nowadays much more than possibly 10 years ago.
Bostelmann says China's manufacturing, environmental protection, medical equipment, finance and education sectors are most promising.
The areas actually our German companies are very much interested is five industries, and these five industries they plan the years ahead to invest more money, so they have more outgoing investments from Germany. That means FDIs for China.
At the same time, Richard Bruton, Irish Minister for Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation, says substantial outcomes are expected from growing Ireland-China business ties.
We're seeing more business people come here. Last year, 20% increase in the number of Irish companies doing business here. We're seeing more Chinese companies visiting Ireland. We have a joint Irish-Chinese technology fund, which is investing in high-growth emerging companies. So I think we're seeing bonds built that will be for the long-term benefit of people in both China and Ireland, and that's something that we are very determined to encourage and develop.
Official statistics show close to 19,000 foreign invested companies were established in China in the first 9 months of this year, up over 10% year on year. Meanwhile, the amount of foreign capital actually used in the country grew 9% from a year earlier to surpass 580 billion yuan, 90 billion US dollars. As the country became a net capital exporter for the first time last year,Economists also suggest Chinese firms step up overseas investment, but in more diverse sectors besides energy and mining. For CRI, I'm Tu Yuan.